Hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, a national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Gregory Narvaez?
Speaking.
Oh, great, sir. I'm glad to hear I have the right person on the line. So you want to speak, in that case, in English, right, sir? That's fine, right?
Yeah.
All right. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Are you registered to vote in California, Arizona, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
California.
California, right? Thank you. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Black, African, American, Native American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian Pacific Islander, mixed race?
A mixed race.
Mixed race. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin or descent?
Yeah, Spanish.
Okay.
Italian.
Oh, thank you, sir. And also, just make sure we're speaking to people of all ages. In what year were you born?
56.
1956, thank you. But you do have some Latino blood, you said, as well, right, sir? Descent, right?
No, Spanish from the homeland.
Spanish, it works, sir. It's part of it. Okay, and I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Oh, I'll definitely vote.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Boy, there's a lot of them. The border, we have the China threat, what's going on in Israel, there's the economy, quite a few things.
What's going on in Israel, the economy, the border,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. Abortion.
Abortion. Okay. Your opinion is extremely important, sir. We're gonna have to record this information here. And thank you very much. And now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I voted for Trump.
Okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kennedy's running?
Yeah, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Trump.
Donald Trump, okay, Republican Donald Trump. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them. And 100 means you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
0.
Donald Trump?
100.
Okay.
Well, if there's other candidates that come up that are, good.
Okay. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Adam Schiff or Republican Steve Garvey? I'm sorry.
Yeah, Republican.
Republican Steve Garvey? Okay.
Adam Schiff. I don't like him.
Oh, you would vote for who again? Republican Steve?
Yeah, I vote for the Republican.
Republican Steve Garvey. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump and the Republican Party. Much more or somewhat more?
100% more. All Trump did when he was in was enforce the laws that we already have in place. And Biden gets in and just opens up the gate and, it's just not right.
and your opinion is extremely important for us, sir. And thank you so much. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize, authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
I didn't quite understand that. Could you say that again?
Yes, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Sure, as long as they're not criminal.
Sorry?
Yes. Sure, as long as a criminal background has been set.
I couldn't hear you very well, sir. Do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Yeah, I agree. If they're criminal.
Strongly
background.
Agree or strongly disagree?
I would agree if their criminal background was checked. You know,
That's part of the survey later on, sir. As of now, it's still just confirming in the case of work permits for undocumented immigrants, if you agree or disagree.
I agree. Strongly agree if their background has been checked. 100%.
Okay.
If they've been vetted.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants for being targeted in deportation raids. Agree or disagree?
I think instead of making raids, they should be vetting people.
Since we are being textual with I don't see that option available, sir. We can just limit to agree or disagree on the statement.
Okay, say that again.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants for being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree with that statement or disagree with it?
I disagree.
Disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree, but we shouldn't be targeting them either. You know?
I understand. Yes. President Biden says President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Can you repeat that one more time, I think?
President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
I'm all for migrants, you know, I mean, we're all immigrants, you know, but it's just, they're tough questions because there's, you know, I don't want, you know, like some countries that open their prisons up and let and send them all here, and, you know.
Would you say you agree, disagree with the statement?
Only if they're...
No, but I need to know if you agree or disagree. Those are the options that we have here.
Either way then.
We need the answer, agree or disagree, strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree.
No comment on that one. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm for the immigrants, but, you know, I don't want to see... people, when they just release the prisons, open up the prisons and send them this way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, if you don't want to give your opinion on that, well, that's okay. But yeah, in this case, it's just selecting agree or disagree, or neither agree nor disagree. Like in this case,
yeah,
don't worry, we don't need no more fillers on that one. It's just those those yeah. basic responses that we need. President yeah. Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Agree or disagree with the statement?
Okay, I'm not sure I said it, but I agree. They shouldn't be separated.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree with the statement?
I strongly agree that they should that they should not be separated.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check, as you mentioned, and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Oh, yeah, they're fine. I mean, they should be given...
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree that they should give them their papers. You know,
thank you.
Make them legal.
Right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The next one says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Strongly agree, some would agree, some would disagree, or strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Moving forward, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. If it make you more or less likely. Those will be the choices. A program? Okay.
Because
I understand.
Because of his age, I don't think he's mentally competent.
Yeah. Gotcha, sir. Yeah, the programs, though, are the following. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Less likely or more likely?
I'd be more likely to vote for, but for him I wouldn't vote for.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
To vote for someone that had that
No,
view.
In this case, is voting exactly for if President Biden enacted that program.
Oh.
These programs are President Biden has proposed.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't vote for him, period.
Much less likely then?
Well, it's not because of the...
Much less likely or somewhat less likely, please, to vote for him?
Not because of the immigration thing, but just because I don't think he's mentally competent.
I'm sorry, that doesn't reply the answer. Much less likely to vote for him or somewhat less likely to vote for him?
I wouldn't vote for him, period.
Sorry, sir, I need a concrete response. Much less likely or somewhat less likely? Those are the textual. Yeah, but I have textual answers here. I don't have that option here. I just see much less likely, somewhat less likely. So I believe if you wouldn't vote for him, it would be those two options. But you can tell me if it's somewhat less likely or much less likely.
Well, it's not because of the bill.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
You pick.
Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
You pick.
No, I can't. Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
I would not vote for him. Period.
For the recording purposes, sir, this is a part of the recording. Much less likely or somewhat less likely?
I told you I would not vote for him. Likely or unlikely. But I don't understand what you don't get.
I understand what you're saying, sir, but the survey is textual. It's textual.
It's what?
Textual.
What's that mean?
It's something that's textual, sir. I don't have another option. It's not open.
Okay.
It's closed. Yeah, it's already written.
Yeah, just leave it blank then.
No, you just have to say one of the choices. Much less likely or somewhat less likely.
I wouldn't vote for him.
So you don't want to cooperate with the survey, sir? Because that's not an option, I said many times already.
Well, I already said that I wouldn't vote for him.
I understand that you wouldn't vote for him, sir, but we are not recording that at this particular time. I said at the beginning, whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. So right now we're talking about his programs related to immigration reform. So it's not that even you would vote or not. It's just if after listening to these programs, you would still be much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely. Very simple options.
Okay, more likely.
So you will vote for him?
That's
contradicting what you said. So you said much more likely, we're going to select much more likely. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute our economy. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely.
I'm for that bill, but I would not vote for him.
That's not an option in here, sir, so we don't have a way to measure that.
Make it an option. Make
no,
it
I
an
can't.
Option.
It doesn't work like that.
I'm not going to vote for it. You know, I don't like Hunter Biden. I don't like before the war.
A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. That's another program. After listening to that, are you much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely?
I'm for the program, but I will not vote for him.
So that means you're much less likely or somewhat less likely to vote for him?
I like the program, but I would not vote for him.
No. Yeah, but it's not regarding to him at this time. It's about the program. Does that make you feel much less likely to vote for him, I believe, because you say you won't vote for him, or somewhat less likely to vote for him?
Okay, well, I won't vote for him, but that would make me more likely. I like the program.
Okay, so the next program is much more likely or somewhat more likely, sir, in that case, because you don't like, you won't vote for him, but the program, you said, kind of likes you, but you would somewhat more likely feel to vote for him due to that program, right?
Yes.
The next one is a program that keeps family together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years. Are protected from deportation.
You already went over that one.
No, they are very similar. They are all different.
Okay. But
in these cases, are protected from deportation.
Yeah, it would be just more likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely? The options are always going to be the same.
I wouldn't vote for Joe Biden, but that bill, I like the bill.
No. Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
To vote for him?
Yeah, exactly. If you like the program, does that make you feel much more likely to vote for him or somewhat more likely? Or regardless of the program, it makes you feel much less likely. You know, you just have to tell if you feel much less likely. It's like if you don't like him completely. Like no matter what program he's saying, you would say much less likely, somewhat less likely. If you know, it sounds kind of okay. If you like the program, it's much more likely or somewhat more likely, even though you're not going to vote for him. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Those are the options.
Okay, somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, right? Okay, thank you. It doesn't mean you're voting for him. It's just about the programs that are, you know, pretty much given here. a program that keeps family together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more likely? Yes, somewhat more likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. And a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you very much. And please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
You said they actually failed to do that?
Right. The statement says Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. A little concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm not up on my politics, but were they supposed to have, or did they make a program where they...
No idea, sir. Just very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. A little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned. That's so true.
Thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very somewhat a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Can you repeat that again?
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Same options.
Not true.
Not at all concerned?
No, that statement was not true.
Correct. Does that make you feel it's still, though, very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Yeah, very concerned. When it comes to immigration, I'm very concerned on every subject.
Excellent. Thank you for your opinion, sir. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned, because that's not true.
Okay. Your opinion is extremely important.
Would that be the right answer?
That's a valid answer. There's no valid or wrong answers. Your opinion is the answer. We care about your opinion.
Because a lot of the statements go ahead.
There are, but we're at 77% complete, almost done. But just a few more questions. I am going to read you the different...
You're going to have to buy me dinner. It's taking a long time.
I'll let you know good news in a minute, actually, sir. We might compensate in future for this type of surveys. And I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border, whereas on the other hand, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view? Biden approach or Trump approach?
Well, I don't think that's Trump's approach.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
You would say neither of them?
I think
come closer
neither,
to your
yes.
own opinion?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
My own is, you know, the people
yes.
here should be checked
yes.
out and be biased. And then the ones coming should just be checked out. And, you know,
And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
If those are the only picks, I would go for Trump.
Republican Donald Trump.
You know,
Republican Donald
I mean,
Trump?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you.
Not my favorite, but a lot of his views I like, but I just don't like his childishness the way he, you know. But
yes. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's I got a lot of friends that
A friend? Or is that
yeah.
co-worker, friend, acquaintance?
I'd say more like acquaintance. Yeah.
Acquaintance and friend, you said? Multiple
then,
options
yeah,
are available.
One business I had, the employee was so good, I went to San Francisco and got him all legalized. That was like 10, 15 years ago.
So he was a co-worker, too? A co-worker, an acquaintance? And a friend,
yeah, that,
you said that you know that have
that guy,
no papers?
Yeah, that guy was worked for me. And, yeah, gosh, there's a lot of people that have no papers.
Okay, got it. Moving forward, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites? The Spanish language radio programs? WhatsApp, ON or Newsmax, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Univision, TikTok, Fox News channels, or website. You can select more than one.
I kind of bounce around because it's, you know, if it's just news, you know, not political, they're all okay. But if it's political stuff, you know, like Fox leans one way.
Fox News channels or website?
Yeah.
You can select one more. How about YouTube, Facebook, Instagram?
Yeah, I'm not selecting Fox.
Sorry?
I was going to say, I bounce around and look at all of them, you know, because they all have a little different angle to them.
Right.
You know?
But we need to know, like, which is the ones that, in a typical week, which one do you use? Mostly
YouTube.
Fox News? YouTube, you said?
No. YouTube and...
And
then there's another one that's World, what's that World?
CNN?
No, it's a different one.
TikTok?
No.
Instagram? Facebook?
No.
OAN? OAN?
No.
Newsmax?
No. It's World News. I can't remember the name of it. And I think it's on that PBS channel.
But I don't see that option here. But YouTube, you said that you like, you watch at most, right, when it comes to watching the news and information, right?
Yeah, and I actually don't watch much news anymore.
Oh, I see. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? You said Spain?
Spain and Italy.
Spain
and
Italy.
Yeah, my grandmother immigrated to Ellis Island in New York as an orphaned Italian, and she married a full-blooded Spaniard down in San Jose. But the Spanish bud, we were granted a Spanish land grant. Our Spanish bud's been here for like 100.
But they were raised already like American, probably, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, got it. It's Spain and Italy, right? Okay, thank you, sir. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in any other country?
United States.
Thank you so much, sir. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No.
Okay, both parents born on mainland. Okay. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, always English.
Yeah.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan, okay. Think, or independent, would you say, or other?
They call it nonpartisan. Well, you can vote. You vote for whoever you want, you know.
Right. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party?
You know, there's good qualities on both sides. You know.
Okay.
And I hate the division. There's such a division now.
Got it. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you very much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I went to a lot of trade schools and junior college and
but no degree, including community college, some college coursework. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. No degree a lot of trade school.
I understand. Thank you. And what is your religion, if any, sir, please?
Jesus all the way. Jesus on the main line.
You say Catholic, evangelical, Protestant?
Just believe in Jesus and his words in the Bible.
Definitely, sir. I understand that. Would you come closer then to Catholic then or evangelical? You know, because of their tendencies.
I'm not sure what the evangelical means.
It's similar to Protestant. Protestant includes Baptist, Methodist, non-denominational, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Pentecostal.
Yeah, like...
Because Protestant, right? Because you said non-denominational, just the word of Jesus, right?
Yeah, I like them. I like them all.
Okay. We could say Protestant, because, yeah, exactly. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Greg.
Greg, right. Okay. Gregory here. Thank you. Yes. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Sure.
Yes? Okay, great. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, sir?
All right. You have a good evening.
You have a good evening too, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir.